This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump claimed success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations. Not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent most of Wednesday defending his company's digital currency plans before Congress, the AP's Ed Donahue.
House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters says history is not on Facebook's side.
It is no secret that Facebook allowed Russia to undermine and divide our country through divisive online ads.
Zuckerberg says it's been taken care of.
We've spent a lot of the last few years building systems that are more sophisticated than any other company has at this point.
The digital currency plan is called Libra. Zuckerberg says he wants it to be approved by all U.S. regulators.
These regulators focus on different areas, whether it's financial stability fighting crimes and fraud and terrorism.
Maxine Waters' concerns go beyond a new digital currency.
You have opened up a serious discussion about whether Facebook should be broken up.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Service has canceled harsh six-figure fines against illegal immigrants who've taken refuge in churches across the United States. Under a 1996 law, migrants who have failed to heed deportation